There is no secret to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message on developing the mindset of a champion. Enjoy.
Because I'm telling you from experience, I got a GED. I lived in abandoned buildings, ate out of trash cans. I got a PhD now, and that ain't on IQ. That's on GQ, grit. That's all grit. PhD is all grit. Master's degree, all grit. Took me 12 years to get a 40 degree. That's all grit. So I can't teach you how to be elite, but I can teach you how to go in there. I'm talking about grit. I can teach you how to go in there and murder some other teams. Not with talent. Just outdoing. So I'm talking about endurance. Just having more stamina than they got. That's what I can teach you. So I ask you what you want. I'm going to give you 3 things. I'm going to let you get out of here. So the first thing is I'm talking to my son, and I said to my son, he said he had a lot on his plate. And I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I just started laughing. On your plate? I'm like, what? You got a lot on your what? I said, call your grandma. Call your great-grandma who worked in cotton fields. Call your great-grandma. Call your great-grandma who had to clean up behind other people and cook for them and couldn't eat the food that they ate. You call your great-grandma and you find out what something on your plate is. You don't know what nothing on your plate is. You making up stuff. This little stuff ain't hard. Call your grandma who worked at Ford, GM, and Chrysler. I had to put on the hard hat and go in and you don't know what hard work is, son. You don't know what adversity is. So the first thing I want to tell y'all is this. Like, don't make up something that's not real. Y'all ain't going through nothing. You blessed. And don't forget it. You playing for a major, major program. You blessed. Every day you walk in here, I don't want no attitudes. I don't want no complaining. Complaining for what? There's $1 million edifice. What you complaining about? Y'all eating 3 square meals for free. That's what I love about speaking to these kind of programs. We get to eat. Alabama, they got the spread in there. We ate breakfast, we ate lunch, we had dinner. Then we had a snack. And the snack was better than some kids in Detroit and Chicago, how they eating all day. Number one, listen to me very closely. There's a difference between a winner and a champion. You can win and have a bad attitude. You cannot be a champion and have a bad attitude. The difference between winner and champion is the way they think. Champions think different than winners. You can win just having a sweet coach who got a sweet plan. You can have a coach that just played the game at the highest level in Texas and be able to just teach you some stuff about the game that you don't know. You can win like that. You can win with a great coach. You cannot be a champion with just a great coach. It's going to take you and the coach. So number one, listen to me very closely. I'm trying to help you. Somebody asked me today when I landed, how was your flight? I said, is that a joke? What do you mean? How was it? It landed. I'm not my grandmother. I ain't clean, and no disrespect to my grandma, I ain't cleaning nobody's house for free or for money. I don't clean houses for free. My life way sweeter than what my grandmother's was. Way sweeter. My grandma would go grocery shopping, and I remember she had a list, and she would be checking stuff off and putting a dollar amount next to it. Because she didn't know if she was going to run out of money by the time she fed all her grandkids. I don't have that problem. I had nothing. I'm going in and buying juice. I'm buying name brand juice. It's unbelievable. I like, give me the name brand juice and I'll take 2 because I don't want to come back to the grocery store in 2 days. It's a wonderful life. You have a wonderful life. Do not forget it. There's no pressure with playing the game you love. You have a wonderful life. So when you walk in here, I should never hear complaining. I am a champion. I never complain. You are a champion. There's nothing to complain about. Now let me stop. Because you might be like, E, you got it twisted. You don't know. And here we do have something to complain about. Tell me what you had to complain about. I just want to know before I give you my last 2 points. I need to know what you got to complain about. That's something that's serious. I just want to know real quick. What's the real, like, E, you have not been here. You don't know coach and what coach does to me. I have something to complain about. He's a monster. Talk to me, please, or forever hold your peace. What are you complaining about? What do you have to complain about? For real, don't play. We got two more things, but I need to know. Honestly, what do you have to complain about? Because when we leave this room, if you don't tell me, I don't want to hear it. If you can't confess right now what you have to complain about when you leave, don't call your homegirl complaining. Because nothing's going to change with the two of y'all talking. If you want to do some real complaining, let's complain in front of the guru and let's fix it. And if we don't plan on fixing it, let's not talk about it. And my son was like, Dad, I said, son, I just need to know one thing. Like, you got it hard. I just need to know what you, just tell me what you mean. You live in Atlanta in Midtown. You drive an Escalade. You work for your father, which means that you don't get up and work from 8 to 8. That you run your own schedule. We just left New Orleans Saints, son. Coach Payton told you. He'll take you to the draft. He'll take you to the draft. We just left Alabama. You sat with Nick Saban for the second time at 23 years old. You have a personal phone number where you can read. Tell me what you complaining about. You fly first class. I just want to know. Help me, son. You really got to help me. I just want to know. Because he's like, well, Dad, you're trying to embarrass. I said, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I want to know what your real problem is so we can fix it. So just tell me. Do me a favor. Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.